Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets rallied, albeit the major indices closed well off their session highs as an early rally for the energy sector lost some steam. The Dow was up 95 points or 0.4% after climbing as much as 216 points earlier in the session. The broader S&P 500 rose 0.4%, with information technology up 0.8%, leading 7 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Energy settled 0.2%, although the sector was up as much as 2% at one point. The tech-centric NASDAQ added 0.8%, Apple rose 0.7% to a fresh record closing high of $185.16 per share, extending its winning streak into a sixth consecutive session. Amazon was up 1.2%, also hitting a fresh record closing high. Citigroup Inc. rose 0.8% with a report in the Wall Street Journal that activist value investor Value Act Capital Partners has built a $1.2 billion stake in the bank. Berkshire Hathaway Inc. Class A shares rose 1% after reporting over the weekend that it had posted a rare loss in the first quarter due to lower insurance premiums and an accounting rule change. Investors also digested the latest musings from Berkshire Hathaway Chairman Warren Buffett that included an endorsement of Apple as an investment, a view that bonds represented a terrible investment near current yields, and describing Bitcoin as probably rat poison squared. Elsewhere, US negotiators were unable to secure a trade agreement after two-day talks with counterparts in Beijing. China state media said the talks were positive and more negotiations would be needed to avoid a trade war, according to reports in the South China Morning Post. Also on the trade front, officials from Canada, Mexico and the US met in Washington for another round of discussions regarding the North American Free Trade Agreement. Market participants expect the parties to reach a deal in principle this month. Europe's main markets gained ground amid a round of well-received corporate earnings releases and with a weaker euro providing a boost to exporters. Germany's DAX rallied 1% and France's CAC up 0.3%. Air France KLM tumbled almost 10% after the airline's CEO resigned over the weekend after staff on Friday rejected a pay deal, and with the French finance minister commenting in a Sunday interview that the carrier is at risk of disappearing if it doesn't make efforts needed to compete. In stock-specific moves and news, Nestlé rose 1.6% after it gained the rights to market Starbucks products around the world outside of the US company's coffee shops. The euro fell below US $1.19 for the first time this year following the release of some weaker-than-expected economic data, including soft German factory orders. London's FTSE was closed for the Labor Day holiday. However, note that the Bank of England announced their latest interest rate decision on Thursday night Australian time. The London Metals Exchange was also closed for the Labor Day holiday. Spot iron ore gained 83 cents or 1.5% to $67.26 a metric tonne. That's the benchmark contract's highest settlement since the 24th of April. Gold futures slipped 60 cents to $1,314.10 an ounce, snapping three consecutive sessions of gains and with trading volumes lighter than normal given the UK public holiday. The benchmark oil contracts rallied to their highest level since November 2014. WTI settled $1.01 or 1.5% higher at $70.73 a barrel. That's the highest settlement for the front month contract since the 26th of November 2014. Brent gained $1.30 or 1.7% to $76.17 a barrel. However, both contracts retreated in electronic trading after President Trump confirmed he will announce his decision on the Iran nuclear deal tomorrow morning Australian time, 4 days ahead of the 12th of May deadline. WTI was trading around $69.99 a barrel in electronic trading. US 10-year Treasury yields inched 0.4 of a basis point higher to 2.95% in muted trading, with investors looking ahead to Friday morning's US Consumer Price Index release along with some debt auctions this week for the Treasury markets. The Aussie dollar retreated back towards 75 US cents as the greenback touched a 2018 high. Local unit buying 75.14 US cents. Today, of course, sees the release of the Australian Federal Budget at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this evening. However, attention will focus first on the Australian March retail sales data due at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning and China trade balance figures for April.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.